This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done. It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Sounds like me on my honeymoon. I had a bad experience, Donnie, but that's what it's like at Carter.
Oh, boy.
Man.
That was Elliot Ramos, by the way.
And I'm sorry. You kind of tricked me this morning.
How so?
Ramos went Bo Jackson. This is his thing here lately, breaking the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to steal from Evan. That's fussle. That's not what I'm looking for. Could somebody follow up and say—
That's emotion. Remember you were saying, what happened to the Ramos who doubled and was like,
Yeah. It feels like that was in April.
Yeah, well, he struck out and he showed frustration. These guys care.
Here I go. Melvin, after Sunday's debacle to the Nationals, you said it yesterday. I didn't tell you you were right, or I felt like you were right. I felt like he called the team out. Guess what they've done since? 2 runs in 18 innings.
Tells you even when they're motivated.
At the Cribbo. Dave Fleming said
Cribbo.
Something.
What's that?
The house.
Okay.
All right, the hut. But listen, Fleming had so much great sound, Sonny, but I'm a little nervous about something. I'm excited about Eldridge in these clips that we see him just smashing the ball, but they're coming against fastballs. And if you watch the movie Pedro Serrano of Major League, he could destroy a fastball. Anything off speed, Sonny? Nada. And Flem is just saying that they're pitching him on that off-speed stuff. So maybe we need to slow the BART train down about, shout out Joey, about him coming up. But, man, what do you got to lose at this point? Because, Steiny, if I asked you right now, the Giants are playing like—
Where's he going to play?
He could DH so you could save him from worrying or stressing on the field. But even if he scuffles, just— Isn't that all you got left right now?
No.
Melvin's managing for his job. I truly believe that. But don't you, come on. If you're running the right field tryouts in right field, if you're doing that on the fly, why not bring him up?
What does it mean Melvin's managing for his job?
If they and keep this
should,
up.
Does that mean, like, what should he— Should he act differently?
No, he can't control it. I think he's out of eye. He's had all the talks. He's told on himself. He's done everything. The gun is empty. So now it's on the players to show respect for their manager to get their butts in gear. And another ball dropped yesterday, oh, by the way.
Well, when you have
Come
a guy
on,
in right
Stein.
Field who's not a right fielder, what do you expect?
I'm laughing, but I'm not. Nobody saw this coming. I know you keep saying Buster should have.
Well, it's fair to wonder whether he should have seen it coming. Even Andrew Baggerly asked that question today.
Did he say it?
Yes, of course. And that's the thing. You know what? And Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler. You know, we get so caught into thinking, Evan, that, oh, they did it this way and it should have been done that way. Or, oh, Kapler and Farhan did it the wrong way, Buster will do it the right way. The reality of the situation is there's plus and minuses to both. All right? If you're going to play Matt Chapman, if you're going to have an everyday third baseman, all right?
Yeah, he's struggling.
And he can't hit a home run over 4 months from a left-handed pitcher, guess what? Then maybe a dude who platooned would be better than Chapman hitting off lefties. Are they going to do that? No, because Chapman's an everyday player. Adamas, last year, hit 190 against against left-handed pitchers. All right? Now he's hitting 165 against left-handed pitchers all year long. Well, maybe there's another hitter other than Adamas who could have taken all those at-bats against lefties and hit better than 165. So what I'm seeing right here is that the players that they've designated who will play 150 games or more, they have big holes that are incapable of being filled. And they're playing every single day. So you acquired Willy Adamas, who can't hit lefties. Okay, then you got to figure out who can hit lefties on this team.
So are you, I'm just asking you, are you questioning those? Are you revisiting those, maybe the Chapman extension and the Adamas signing? I'm not on the Adamas.
Well, I lump four guys together. Chapman was re-signed. Devers came here via trade.
Okay.
Adamas came here free agency, and they signed Justin Verlander. And I'm just saying, up until this point, right here, right now, for the 8 millionth time, those have not worked out. They have not worked out. And if all those guys were on one-year contracts, we would say that they were terrible signings. Now, they're not, or extensions or trades. Now, they're not one-year deals. They're going to be here for at least 4 or 5 more years, all three of those guys, minus Verlander. So, I mean, my question now is, why would they next year be significantly better than they've been this year? Like, it'll be 2 straight years where Adamas can't hit lefties. We can't expect him to hit lefties next year.
So, you know, I'm asking, think it can get better? Because the reality is, you can't just throw that contract in the toilet.
He hit 32 homers and had 110 RBIs last year. And again, hit 190 against lefties.
But you still took a flyer on him, thinking maybe
it was a bad signing.
Or get him.
I mean, like, would you allow that maybe Adamas was a bad signing?
I can allow it, but I don't feel that way because we're too early in it.
Okay, well, but then if we're too early in it, well, then let's not get upset about one bad year, the first year that he's under contract.
I know this is not the little leagues, but do you allow that maybe if you had better instruction, he can improve in that area?
Well, he hit 190 last year in Milwaukee.
And I'm thinking because you brought him here, there had to be some thought process to where that could improve with our instruction and our tutelage. I got to believe that. Because what I told you the other day is all I keep hearing right now, and it's changing. I'm going to give Giant fans their credit. It's not, it'll be better next year. How? If you don't change the instruction, which I think has something to do with this ineptness across the board offensively. Man, Stein,
I mean, it's
got to be a part of it.
I can't blame the Giants staff for Adamas hitting 190 last year against lefties and now 165 this year against lefties. That sounds to me like the guy has trouble against lefties.
Can you blame Ramos and all of a sudden his bad defense and angles on the ball? Could that improve?
Ramos, here's another thing about Ramos. I couldn't believe this stat, but I should have known it. Last year against left-handed pitchers, Elliot Ramos had a better OPS than every single player in the
except
in baseball except Judge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, now he's hitting seven. Now his OPS is 766.
So let's talk about it. So
and
where
it was
where,
over 1,000 last year.
So what's the reasoning? But do
I'm
you
sure
think
the league's
that...
caught up to him? Mm. I mean, it's a natural regression after an incredible year against lefties. He's still hitting lefties pretty good, but not nearly like he did last year. I mean,
I think Buster is going to come under fire if you allow this to continue. When you say, Goo, what do you mean by allowing this to continue? Steiny, somebody's got to send a stern message, and you can do that. Even if you find out or you don't, like you said, if Buster's thinking about firing a guy, then you got to fire him. Because the fact that you're even having that thought, but this is headed, it's trending in that direction if we're not already there. Nobody has any explanations, partner. None.
Okay, when I say Adames never could hit lefties or hasn't hit lefties for 2 years, like that, you just throw that away?
I'm not
tangible,
a big splits guy.
Well,
Steiny,
I'm just telling
shocker.
You. Okay, just let's talk about Adames. Yeah. That means every time the opposition throws a lefty against the Giants, essentially Adames becomes a 160 hitter. Like that's one of the reasons they're probably two under 500.
But if you're batting 400, not that he is against righties. It all comes out in a wash, right? So
I don't know. Not when you're 12-22 against lefties as a team. Like, did they? And even when they were 10 games over, at one point they were still 3-7 against left-handed pitching. Yeah. So left-handed pitching's been a problem all season long.
And I'm gonna say this about last night,
real quick.
Go ahead.
And the Giants under Farhan Zaidi probably wouldn't have allowed that to happen.
Mm. Well,
because they would have stacked the lineup with guys who they thought were better matchups.
So I want your true answer or what you feel, but I was offended last night the way Robbie Ray was used. Steiny, can you tell me why he threw 113 pitches when you and everybody else told me the pitchers are getting tired. You want to protect them from injury. Why did Bob Melvin use last night's game as if it were the last game of the season, knowing you got 2 months left? Why would Robbie Ray pitch 113 pitches last night if we know they're scuffling and they're tired? Can you just give that to me? Why 113? Why did he blow past that last night? Desperation?
Well, let's take a look.
Melvin, hello, knock, knock. And I just a thought I had, Steiny, like 113? This is not his last start, Bob.
I mean,
what are we doing?
Pitch six innings.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the pitch count is everything. 113?
Again, you got rid of your best middle reliever, and now you have your second best pitcher on the mound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I can understand why he wouldn't put a relief pitcher in. I mean, like, I get it. He threw 113 pitches, but his last inning, he last two innings, he didn't give up any runs. So, yeah, he threw 113 pitches, but I don't think of it as he left him in on an inning too long, because the score was 4-1 at that point.
I'm more so about the wear and tear. That's all.
I mean, are we going to start saving guys for next year? I mean, maybe. I don't know, but I
just thought it was odd.
What are we going to do about first base?
All right, let me ask you this. What can you do? What can you do right now?
All right.
I believe Devers likes to play the field. But
okay, then what are you going to do? I'm not like...
Well, listen, again,
so what do you do next year?
Well, I keep going to Dave Fleming on. It looks like Eldridge might not be on the first thing smoking here, so you got some time.
Yeah.
And if he's not ready, then Devers is probably your everyday first baseman.
And what about Dominic Smith? There's no room for him.
Well, yeah, but he's not. And again, I love what Dom is, Donnie, but he's a utility guy. He you know?
Right, but he's been their best first baseman.
No, well,
certainly defensively.
But what are you a slave to making sure Devers is happy and in the best mind frame that he can be? And if he, Stoney, they're not running up Devers at first if the future is not, if, you know, he's not the leader in the clubhouse to be there.
Well, he's not.
I would believe, if you ask me right now, offseason, Devers is their starting first baseman after I believe that the great Dave Fleming told us Eldridge is not ready to handle that right now.
Okay.
And you got the DH thing to where you can do what they've been doing, Dom some days, Devs the other. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
know
how pissed off Devers would be if he didn't get that gig every day.
Well, next year they can't have Eldridge, Devers, and Dominic Smith on the team.
Right, and I don't think they'll have three first basemen who all hit left-handed. Stoney, I don't think they'll have Eldridge. I think we're overzealous. We want to see it, and I can't wait. But if Flynn was right with what's going on and how they're pitching them, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
What about next year?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you don't think it'll be an issue next year?
Well, you ask me who I think the first baseman next year started, you know, again, without the offseason. I mean, why do you have Devers out there now if he's not the leader in the clubhouse to get that spot?
Because
Chapman's not going anywhere.
Because Eldridge isn't ready right now. But the hope would be he'd certainly be ready by next year.
All right.
I would think. Mm. And then do we know exactly how Devers feels? Like, does he want to play first base?
I believe, hell yes, okay. And that's why they put him out there.
Okay, well, then they got a problem. They have a problem down the line with him
do
and Eldridge.
Do you believe that?
Yes!
No, not the problem that he wants to play in the field.
I don't know.
I know he
was hitting in Boston when he was the DH, but he didn't want to play first for them. Now he's playing first for the Giants. I'll assume that he wants to play first.
Right.
And I actually think I don't think he's been bad
Neither
over there at all.
And how many guys really can handle just after playing in the field much of their career, all of their career, Stoney, just being a DH?
Well, then now you got to bring up Eldridge as a DH. I don't like that.
But what if that could help him to where he doesn't have to stress about the fielding aspect component of it?
Well, why does Devers need to play in the field to hit, but maybe Eldridge shouldn't be in the field and that'll be more important to his hitting? It's like,
well, one, I would say the contract. Two, I'd say the accomplishments, because Devers is your team right now, to me. He's your heart and soul. If you're going to do anything and you want that thump to come back, and Stoney, I think you want him in the right mindset or mind frame. And if I believe he has the gravitas to where if he wants to play in the field, it's a mandate that they acquiesce to that.
I hear what you're saying, but
you're
going to hand the franchise over to Rafi Devers? And I know that's not what
that?
You're saying.
I'm not saying
the franchise is Rafi Devers because he just happens to be the best player on this team.
That's how it
under
works.
500.
Well,
I mean, you know, he's the best player on a bad team. Ever since Devers got here, this team's been bad.
That is a man. That's fascinating.
They've lost 12 of 13 now at home.
Wow. Now, seriously, Stoney, this was pitching, defense, bullpen.
To me, the wows are over. Like,
no, the wow is
the wows
not that
are,
it's great.
This
it's
is
just
it
getting
is.
Worse. We admit that. Every day it's just getting worse. And today could be another one. It could be another sweep at home.
It's been bad for 3 months. That's the way I look at
it. But you've been able to survive and you had some gains.
But you knew.
This is what I want to hear. You knew what?
Well, forget me. Posey knew this team was going nowhere. Now, is that too strong for you? At the trade deadline?
We weren't able to get it done.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. I like it. You're leaving me speechless, but, oh, man, this is bad. And this could be off-season of hell or off. Like, do you think Posey overreacted and tried to think this team was further than they were and signed Adames and went for Devers? Like, I can't second guess any of that.
I would have traded for Devers no matter what.
All right.
Because he represents one of your best hitters and still does, even though he's struggling. So to me, maybe we were crazy to think Devers and Adames were going to elevate this team to be one of the better hitting teams in baseball. There are only two guys out of nine who are hitting, who are not hitting, but there are only two guys out of nine. They can't control the entire at bat. You know, they can't control other guys at bats. 888-957-9570 is the number. Why wouldn't you just fire Melvin now if that's the way you feel? And I could
out of respect.
And you know,
I could just let him finish.
But you know feel about this. If you know right now that he ain't the guy next year, then fire him.
But Stoddy,
right
how many now? Times in sports,
Kapler,
different sports,
2 years ago,
do they
Dave
let
Kapler.
Him go? And then the first hour after the final out or final buzzer, the guy's fired.
Well, they fired Kapler during the season.
Okay, that they did.
Okay, so
they had a Pessoa problem.
It can be done. It can be done if they really want it to.
Well, if they don't play better, I'm thinking that can happen. Like, that's on the table. And now it looks like you wouldn't be shocked. You personally wouldn't be shocked if they kept up this, you know, this standard of play.
Well, it depends. Are they going to end up 80-82 or are they going to end up 76-86?
Like, and I'm asking you and I'm asking you all, when I saw Fitzgerald in right field, what did that represent to you, Steiny?
But Fitzgerald.
It represents just desperation. Like, what are you doing?
Fitzgerald hit 15 homers last year in like 300 plus at bats.
Okay. And they also optioned him early to AAA.
Right. Okay. So when you're coming into the season, why didn't we say, well, Fitzgerald, he can't duplicate last year's numbers? That should have been put into the equation. That, and this is what Baggerly was saying about Ramos, for example, that they should have known. Like, he had such a great year against left-handed pitching last year.
I thought he was a guy,
that
man.
It was going to naturally come down just a little bit. And it's come down more than a little bit.
Yeah. And now you need a catcher. I'm over. I keep going to him. I know we're up against this. Donnie, they need a catcher. And Bailey is just, it's bad.
They need a half a dozen things right now. Would you give me that?
Yeah.
They need, how about like.
And manager's one of them. I truly believe that.
They need two outfielders. They need a second baseman. They've got to settle on what they're doing at first. They need a catcher.
They need another starter.
Two more pitchers, starters. Now they need a closer. I was in need of a closer.
So where did it go wrong? If I asked you this 2025, where did it go wrong, partner? The Adames, you ain't going there. The Chapman extension, we were all good with all those moves. The Verlander one, that's a fail, but you tried.
Okay, well, if we're giving out plaudits for Posey being able to get a couple big names in here, okay, well then we'll give him plaudits for getting some big names in here. Now, what about the second part that they haven't hit here? I mean, will that ever be?
Or anywhere.
Will that ever be on Buster Posey? Probably not the first year. And there may be extenuating circumstances to why those three guys have not had great years.
Yeah, Apollo Crews on the YouTube chat saying, "Goo, they overachieved early." But they weren't doing it with hitting, though. You know what I mean? It was timely hitting. Runners in scoring positions, Donnie, it's just, my gut, it's you just incredible.
You can't stack a lineup with 225 hitters and then scratch your head why you don't hit with runners in scoring position. Like, I don't know if a player exists that hits 230 with nobody on base, but boy, once he's got ducks on the pond, he hits 310.
Well, the last 12 home games, this is home. Stoney, they're 10 for 78 with runners in scoring position.
Right.
And it's a collective. Like, I get the 240 hitter, but man, if he could come through a couple times with runners in scoring position, but your boppers are doing what they're supposed to do, it all pans out, but not this team.
And I think the reason it's not panning out is because what we found out is they are not a complete team, not even close.
Man.
At least that's the way it's been looking. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do? Giants fans, you want to fire Melvin? I mean, Buster Posey just got going here. We're probably not going to do much with Posey. But my serious question is, if you don't like Melvin, why wouldn't you do it right now? And then secondly, how much of this is on Buster Posey? Mm-hmm. 888-957-9570. That segment sponsored by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.